This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Attacks on pro-life churches and pregnancy resource centers could become a daily occurrence. That is the conclusion of a study done by the Religious Freedom Institute. They hired a former intelligence expert to analyze the various crimes against pro-life organizations that have occurred since the May 2nd leak of the Supreme Court Dobbs decision. The study concluded that such attacks would become routine if liberal district attorneys and a complacent Justice Department refused to prosecute the perpetrators. The low-threat crime includes breaking windows and defacing the exterior of pregnancy centers with graffiti. The study concludes that those will become routine, occurring as often as 1 to 3 times per day, so long as the environment remains permissive. More serious crimes, which include scuffles that do not harm parishioners and property damage that cannot be fixed in less than a year, the study concludes will likely occur frequently for the rest of 2022, perhaps as often as 1 to 3 times per month, unless aggressive prevention measures change the environment. But the most serious crimes that include armed attacks and arson may also begin to surface. Andrew Beckwith and Jeremy Dice, writing in Newsweek, believe the actions by the Massachusetts Attorney General even encourage crime against pregnancy centers. After she issued a consumer advisory against crisis pregnancy centers in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, vandals attacked a clinic, smashing windows and destroying property. A few days later, another clinic was attacked, splattering the walls with red paint. You know, these examples are a sad commentary on law enforcement officials who fail to protect pro-life people in centers merely because they provide an alternative to abortion. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.